Blog Talk Radio.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Yo, yo, what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cuff. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond.
What's up with it, y'all? Man, don't change that sound. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And you tuned in live to Off the Cuff Radio. Better not touch that down. Wiggling.
Yeah, this is Cassidy the Hustler. And right now, you listening to the Guillotine. Show them the respect they deserve, man. Off the Cut Radio, man. Y'all already know how they doing it, man. I need y'all to stay tuned. They've been doing it for years. So show them the respect they deserve. And you heard it out of bars, mom. Easy.
Keep it moving like this. Yo, this your boy Rampage. You're not rocking with the best. With Off the Cut Radio. Classic. History. Fix your face to all you haters. We off the cuff, baby.
What's up, everybody? This your girl, Bonnie Dollars, the queen of trap, representing Crenshaw, and you are now tuned in with Off the Cuff Radio. What's up?
What's up, y'all? This is Miss Irresistible, giving a shout-out to the live show on Friday nights, Off the Cuff Radio, and I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
What it ain't, what it do. Chilly Chill from that original Lynch Mob. Off the Cuff Radio, always where it's at on Friday night. West West, y'all.
I'm gonna fuck mine. Diamonds bust down. Rolex, I call it crunch time. Got a bunch of zombies sitting all in front of my squad. Look like a lunch line. It's a bunch of ops eating masked up, trick-or-treating. Turn them to lunchtime. Niggas on the gram with fake blams and they ain't never shot them. I'm finna bust mine. On some dykey shit, she a hypocrite. That bitch on my dick tryna suck mine. And we blinkied up, got sticks enough. They gon' pick him up if he touch mine. Ain't no battle raps on this battleground. Niggas getting shot over punchline. Niggas call the truce and get to clicking up, but they ops. I'm gonna fuck mine. 100 shots, then I stab out. Boy, I live with steppers, this a fact. House. Goons posted outside his crib, made his mama move out the last house. Yeah, I'm iced out, but I'm a shady one. Them assault rifles, my favorite gun. It's 100 rounds, but it got hot. They had to pop the stock after 81. Pussy nigga, yeah, them boys moist. Listen, chopper talk, I ain't got no voice. Rich nigga, but I'm with the shit. Still sliding on them in a Rolls Royce. Still scoring on pre-trial. Shot the witness up, it's a retrial. But it's big 40, is a big shot. You can hear the bang for like 3 miles. Never hesitating, premeditated. Ticking time bomb, I've been designated. His weapon tug, my weapon up. Shots necking up, he's been elevated. My gangster more than a presentation. Look in my eyes and see devastation. We celebrating, his mama crying. That nigga died for the medics made it. Time is bust down on through the Rolex, I call it crunch time. Got a bunch of zombies sitting all in front of my squad. Look like a lunch line. It's a bunch of ops eating masked up, trick-or-treating. Turn them to lunchtime. Niggas on the gram with fake blams and ain't never shot them. I'm finna bust mine. On some dykey shit, she a hypocrite. That bitch on my dick tryna suck mine. And we blinkied up, got sticks enough. They gon' pick him up if he touch mine. Ain't no battle raps on this battleground. Niggas getting shot over punchline. Niggas call the juice and get to clicking up, but they ops. I'm gonna fuck mine.
Ooh, that's that gangster shit, Pat. I know you want to shoot something, Pat.
Of investigation, several different markets. Spend a quarter on them charges, had to call up markets. About $1 million profit, shit ain't really out my pocket. Police pulled up, he kept talking, that was name all in the docket. Made his homie buy a chain and put his picture in a locket. They was hiding, so we stocked him in all black like we was gothic. Made the hit and switch, flamed up like they work at a Target. I'm so good with them keyways, they roll out the red carpet. Disrespect one of my locs, then you be a dead carcass. Me and Deuce, arms loose, who can throw these packs the farthest? Border open, prices low, it's like everything's in harvest. Everybody here is rich, this proof that crime pays. Everything I touch is gold, I'm flipping it 5 ways. It's a plane, about no cash, I'm ducking it sideways. Ask the lawyers in the corners, they'll tell you. you that crime pay. Hit the plane, buy no cash, I'm ducking it sideways. Everything we touch is gold, we flipping it five ways. If it ain't about no pay, we spinning it sideways. Ask the lawyers in the corners, they'll tell you that crime pay. It's a drought, so now we taxing. Ain't no love, it's only macking. I don't need the bitch for shit, but shipping, handling this package. He want a front, so I'ma back it. Take it lower when he catch it. What I'm spending better match it. When I throw it, better catch it. See, a simple mathematics. If you spit, you get a casket. Might sound drastic to you squares. Round these parts, it's automatic. Ain't no capping, we just stacking. I feel like a money magnet. I came out here for some rapping. Now we discussing the rapping. Ain't no lacking. What I'm packing in this jacket is a Braxton. And start singing with a passion when you niggas thinking jacket. Nothing average about my status. You can tell it by the fact. And I ain't never checked the tag. Play with cash, never plastic. Everybody here is rich. This proves that crime pays. Everything I touch is gold. I'm flipping it five ways. It's a plane, buy no cash. I'm ducking it sideways. Ask the lawyers in the corners. They'll tell you that crime pays. It's a plane, buy no cash. I'm ducking it sideways. Everything we touch is gold. We flipping it five ways. If it ain't about no pay, we spinning it sideways. Ask the lawyers in the corners. They'll tell you that crime pays.
All right, what it is, this is King Eric, the Media Assassin. You are now tuned in to episode 544 of Off the Cuff Radio, show sponsored by Buddy Boy Entertainment, Da Vinci Clothing, Fleetwood and the Cotton Pickers, Screwball Radio, Jesse Boutique, Core Financial. I got my host T-Max with the facts in the building.
What it do, y'all. Another fantastic Friday. OTC up in the building. We alive and direct. Once again, we are here to make and do what we do, being the most incredible on the internet. Shout out to our co-host of Spirit, a lot of Sandman, Lady Chinchilla. And, hey, once again, on this show tonight, we got a tremendous show lined up. An old friend back with us once again. Still the hottest out in Vegas. Still putting it down in all places. Still repping that MMG. Still keeping it G. And still Mike Tyson with the punchlines, laying it down every time with the KOs for all his foes. Once again, the one and only Yowda.
What's good, man?
How you doing? How y'all doing, man?
What's going on with you, man?
We good, brother?
With us again.
Man, good, man. I'm just chilling, man. I'm actually in the studio right now. It's pretty sweet.
Is there ever a time you're not in the studio?
I think when I get in the car and I go home, that's about it, bro. Because once I leave the house again, I'm headed straight to the studio. You feel me?
Man, look, it's great to have you back with us, man. You know, dude, I mean, obviously, you haven't lost a step, still keeping a big step. Even Bigfoot got to move aside when you break it off, man. Dude, you dropped a couple of new projects since the last time we talked to you, man. That's being modest, I mean, but you got way more.
Yeah. Yeah. Where we want to start at? Just Date Night. Dropped Date Night. That was kind of, I was going to say, I dropped Date Night. That was a real female friendly album. I had dropped that because a lot of the ladies were itching for some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that before we get into the Argentina project. Let's go ahead and get into Date Night, because obviously, Yada, when we did that album, you know, and King and myself heard it, and we were like, once again, this nigga's playing more home runs than Hank Aaron and Babe Ruth put together, with Barry Bonds on steroids with it. I mean, this was something definitely in the game where you brought it back to the essence in terms of what we would even say, channeling your inner LL Cool J, you know, in terms of being a ladies' man, getting songs out there for the female demographic, really showing them that while, you know, gangsters are G and moving the streets, you know, handling biz, they got a heart for their loved ones in terms of that special woman in their life. Break it down about that, the formulation of that project and how you put it together.
Well, for real, you know, I record every day, so It's always a mixture of songs. I might do a gangster song. I might do something like political. I might do a girl song. So I really had a lot of them songs stacked up that I hadn't released. Mm-hmm. And we were going through them. So I was like, man, let's put an album together just for the ladies. And I ended up calling it Date Night because, you know, it's something, you know, a female can listen to while she, you know, sipping wine, making wait for a man to come home. Instead of listening to the waffle color nigga, you can listen to me. You know what I'm saying? You know, so.
that's needed, man. That's needed, man, because it brings that good balance back.
Yeah, and then, I don't know, it's something needed. You know, a lot of chicks fuck with my music anyway, so, you know, it's just a gangster. And let them see another side of me. It did actually really well. It actually got up to number 15 on Apple Music.
Oh, that's dope, man. I mean, so you're in the top 20. I mean, that's something where, obviously, from when the first time we had you on, you know, 3-4 years ago, your MC prowess has always been untouchable, you know, like MMG. You know, you've always maintained a level of artistry, a level of laser-sharp focus, and most importantly, diversification in terms of your compositions. When you look at how the game, once again, has changed so much with a lot of the artists, I mean, even in that short time of 4 years, you know, where you've had a lot of new artists come out, do you see hip-hop kind of getting back a little bit to the lyrical roots of it, or do you think it's still, for some people, more or less they're concentrated on the flash?
I think it's definitely getting back to the roots of it. It's just hip-hop is so big right now. It's just like you have different genres of music. You have different genres of hip-hop right now. And that's a great thing because now everybody can eat a little bit, you know?
Yeah, most definitely. It's always good to know that as the culture pushes forward where we've seen it really, really transform into mainstream. Obviously, it's the number one export of America to the rest of the world, and to see so many artists really, really taking the time to master it, because we were in that space, y'all, and we know this, where the game was really about everybody really kind of just jumping in because they felt like it was a cash cow that they were trying to milk, but they really didn't necessarily have the sizzle to have a real stake in the game to make it well done. And
or spend the blood and sweat.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
More than anything, man. It's great to see you still doing it. So obviously, like,
I think everything's in a beautiful place right now.
Definitely. Like you said, you've done some other projects. I mean, shit, you got so many that come like a machine gun. It's hard to keep up with all of them. What else? Tell us everything about else during that time. Because it's been a minute since we had you on. I mean, we got a little bit of time. As long as you want to stay, let's get it. Like, what else? What else you been working with?
I mean, I've been in a couple movies since then. Just music and movies, man. Yeah, music, movies, and money, man. Triple M's, you know.
Love that's always.
That's about it. So yeah, I've been. I was in a movie on Paper Heart. I was in a movie called Get Paid. Those are my two main roles. The other ones are kind of like, you know, extra roles or whatever. But those are the two, like, I had two main roles. I was the main character in both of those. You can find those both on Amazon and Tubi.
Okay, tell us about both of those in terms of, you know, how you got in. I think you did mention about last time. Go ahead.
Well, I had been on Empire before, you know, so I was just dealing with that.
Right.
As far as Paper Heart, Paper Heart's a pretty good movie. It's kind of like an action love story kind of thing. I'm a psycho crazy ex-boyfriend. And then Get Paid, I'm this chick's rude best friend, you know, giving her the straight lace game that everybody don't want to give her, you know?
Yeah, I'm about to check out Paper Heart tonight, man. I'm like, if it goes down like I think, I'm like, man, we got to get this brother an Oscar, man.
Listen, man, you're going to love it. The first scene of that movie, you're going to love it, man. I promise you.
And that's dope to see, like you said, still How do you feel about the, in terms of where the music is, well, movies are at right now, in terms of, because Tubi has really become a big thing. How do you feel about it in terms of being an outlet for a lot of black creatives in terms of directors, really, really having that level of accessibility for productivity to spread to the masses with it?
Like I said, I think it's a great thing. It's given us a lot of avenues, man, and I feel like back in the day we didn't have as many avenues or opportunities. So right now, like, I just love the opportunities that young black people are getting, you know, and able to express their art. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great thing, man. Great thing, great process. It's giving people other options other than, you know, sometimes, you know, than other routes that we used to think about to get money, you know? So I love it right now, man. I love
that's everything what's dope about. Plus, what's dope about movies, too, is they give you a chance to experiment with playing different characters, whereas sometimes when you're doing music, they have you in a certain box just because of your image, but when you're doing movies, you can play whatever with the freedom of creativity.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So, like I said, it gives everybody an opportunity to open up with what they got going on. You know what I'm saying?
Now, obviously, we know you're on that road to the Academy Award for obviously awesome achievements and your thespian talents. How does that work now for you in terms of getting a little bit more out there? Like you said, you know, you've gotten those roles. Has it started parlaying to where you started having producers and directors more and more reach out to you in terms of, like, you know, more mainstream motion pictures and all of that?
Well, yeah, hopefully, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be the next thing there, you know what I'm saying? But, I've actually had situations, to be honest, I've had situations where people notice me for the movies and not the music a lot more,
mm-hmm.
to be honest with you. Like, I've been in certain cities, they're not the for the movies, and I was like, oh, you know, I rap too. And the girl's like, yeah, but when's your next movie coming out? You know what I'm saying? She wasn't even worried about the music, you know?
But that's dope.
I'm thinking too with the movies and now with the movies and the music are kind of like the payouts distributed differently, or are they more the same?
No, the movies make a lot more money. You notice every rapper that went to a movie never came back to rapping.
That's the truth.
But when you look at it, Yada, we think about the long history of motion pictures and hip hop, it's going back over 40 years. I mean, with, of course, Crush Groove, with Run DMC, you know, LL and Wildcat. I mean, of course, you know, LL Cool J when he was in the Hard Way with James Woods in 1990. I mean, Ice-T in New Jack City, MC8 and Menace to Society, you know, Ice Cube and Boys in the Hood, Queen Latifah, you know, in the 90s when she was in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and then had her cameo in Jungle Fever, you know, before she really broke off and, you know, did Living Single and all that. So it's always been that outlet, obviously, for, I think, any artist. You're well prepared for it because it's like memorizing your lines is like memorizing your rhyme. And it really, you know, it has that dedication. You know, you're on set, there's a certain decorum, demeanor, getting in the character. Although for a lot of y'all, it ain't no pretending. Y'all really are who y'all are. And the world gets to see it acted out on camera in terms of you really being able to express. It's definitely something where it's a great opportunity. But how important is it for you in terms of when you do get these opportunities to know the roles that you're getting and making sure that it's not only a role that's good for you, but a role that really, really you can identify with and ultimately can catapult you to that place of being, you know, that classic.
I really don't, you know, most of the roles I've gotten, I think they see me in my persona before they reach out. So I feel like they know what they're getting. So I ain't really got to, you know, worry about them doing anything that's going to be, you know, disrespectful or out my content lead, you know what I mean? So that's
right.
One thing. So,
right.
But yeah, man, it's like I actually want to. Well, I'm actually in a series that just passed, and they're looking at me for something else. So I might broaden my horizons. I might end up being a lawyer or something like that, man. But other than that, they usually got me playing the bad guy, man. I ain't gonna lie.
But look, a lawyer, though, I mean, look, that'd be a great look because it shows that you can do more than that. You know,
diversity, Lorraine.
Yeah, you know, and while, like you said, man, you know, while they're, you know, you may have a persona or a certain look, more than anything, we have always wanted to see our people thrive.
Oh, my phone's just gonna.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Yeah, we can hear you. You're good. You're good. Yeah, but we've also always wanted our people to have roles that really, really allow them to flourish in a sense of really showing more. You know, when we see who can we think of King right off that really had a breakthrough? Like when we see like Denzel do somebody Malcolm X, or you know, we see Queen Latifah, you know, an equalizer in terms of her, you know, rest in peace, Edward Woodward, how she carried on that tradition.
Wesley Snipes in New Jack City.
And even before that, when he did Major League, being a baseball player, you know, there's so many different areas of it. Yeah. So I'll be able to, definitely a lawyer. Hypothetically, if you for that role, how would you prepare for that?
Oh man, I just hop right in the suit, man. It's a regular job, man. It'd be just like, you know. I mean, I hate to say this, but I'd have been in court way too many times. You know what I'm saying?
So it just comes,
you
it just comes nasty right there.
Look, we
it just comes
next. Yeah, man. So also, so the other project, Argentina. How did that come out? And how did what was the inspiration behind the name?
The name was a song. It was a real one of the good songs I had on there. And then it wasn't Argentina. It's a Dodie story. So Dodie, Marcus Dodie is my lawyer. And I was going through a. Hello.
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, we're here.
I was going through. I was going through a case at the time. So me and my lawyer, he had made a bet if he got me probation, I would name an album after him. So that's why I did that.
See, that's why you got him on retainer for life.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? And on top of that, man, I was going to ask you about the new single, Diamonds. It seemed like to me that you took like a more aggressive approach this time around. Like you was taking no crumb. It was like you was getting geared up for like a MMA fight or something. Like, what was the message you were trying to send?
We had just booked the place out, so you know it was like kind of like that was the whole building had different things in there, like you know different. Places to shoot videos and stuff. We had rented out a whole warehouse, but that was actually one of them. So it was just an idea that came out at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
I had shot like 4 videos in that spot that night.
Damn. Now, you said four videos in one night, and usually it takes heads like maybe once a month.
Like a whole month
to shoot one. Yeah. Like, how did you got to tell us about the shooting process behind this, man? How did that happen?
Man, we just be working, bro. It's a lot of work. I got a team. Me and my team, we do a lot of, you know. Everybody focused and everybody got the same goal, so it's pretty easy.
I think you also, when you got that work ethic ready, you ain't ready to sit down. You just want to go ahead and just keep it pumping. It's kind of like the work ethic guys like Tupac had and Lil Wayne and all of them, like, when you feel that creative energy, you just got to keep on putting it down.
Yeah, so, like I said, me and my team, we work really well together, so that's how that goes. So everything's pretty cool. Oh, I'm on the fucking phone. Hello?
Yeah, we here. mean, yeah. Still somewhat early into 2023. So what else you got planned for the rest of the year in terms of projects that you kind of got a top secret right now? But
I'm going to drop an album called Problematic.
Okay.
And then just shoot more movies. Like I said, more movies, more series. I got something coming up in August. I can't really talk about too much, but
understood.
It's working, bro.
That's all.
Like, what do we expect from this project that's different from your previous one? We talking from the production and feature standpoint.
Well, Problematic, actually the only feature I got on that is Tyree the Kid on Problematic. And then I got a couple other singles coming out with features, but they're going to be singles. And I did Problematic because I did Date Night. So Date Night was for the females. Problematic is just real gutter and gangster. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So... I'm gonna do like one more title album, and then I'm on an interview right now. Hold on. And then after the title album, then I'll do like a real full length album. You know what I mean? So right now I'm just doing title albums.
One thing about it, man, is for the time that. Times we've always had you on the show, we have always respected your work ethic, and more above anything, your accessibility and availability. In this business, you deal with so many people, and you, among many that we're blessed to know, you've always been a person, a man of your word, first and foremost, but also an individual who embodies the spirit of hip-hop in terms of the work ethic and just understanding, you know, you got to get it to get it, you know. And that's, when you think about all that you've accomplished so far, everything in your career, all the hurdles and obstacles you've overcome and really seeing the fruits really blossom, how does it feel to know that you're still in your prime, still laying the rhyme, still on the grind, still getting the green, still mean, you know, on the scene?
No, man, it feels great, man. I'm still hungry. Shoot, I'm still hungry, man. I ain't got my spoonful yet, man. You know? So that's the whole thing about it. I think a lot of artists, especially artists, when artists start to I think they start to get comfortable, and it's hard to, like, I get it though. When you making a lot of money, it's kinda hard to stay grounded on or like around the same stuff that maybe makes you sound off, your music sound authentic. You know what I mean? But you gotta really kind of stay hungry. Gotta stay hungry and know what's going on out there, you know?
Now, when you talk about your team, Yada, in terms of people, when you talk about your team, Yada, and the people that have really been down with you since day one, of course, one of your folks, Nader Nevada, shout out to him as well. Believe I saw a recent picture with you and him posted up, just really talking about how you all been through the trenches together. How important is it to really have those guys in your corner that really see the vision, have shared, you know, in the grind, and then sharing the shine?
Man, it means a lot, man, because, you know, I'm one of the few people. Sometimes when we talk about my homies, I can be like, man, we've been friends for 15 years. You know, a lot of people can't say that. You know, it's like a real, I feel like it's an accomplishment, man, and it's a blessing to actually have some real people around you.
And tell him we got to get him on, too, because we definitely look. We got one best friend on the show, so we got to get the other best friend up there in terms of talk about his career and everything.
Yeah, he's a busy guy, man. You know, He likes to drive fancy cars and go to strip clubs a lot, man. He's just gonna be hard to catch up with him, man.
when I see that picture on the stage that he had crashed the Lambo truck. He said he does his own stunts. I'm like, yeah, that's.
Yeah,
but shout out to Nader, man. Great dude, solid guy.
Yeah, man. So I mean,
So what's the studio tonight? What you got? What you got cooking up?
Should we just vibing, bro? You know, I never know exactly what's gonna come out. You know, I just let the beats. I just let the beats determine the direction of the song. You know.
So who's
that's
the,
why I be having such a variety of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
Like each beat makes me feel a little bit different. You know, so that's why I might go from a player to a gangster to a pimp to a revolutionary all in one night. You know, and then at the end of the day, that's why I was doing these title albums. Now I have like songs. I have so many songs stacked up with, like, just on the same topic. So that's why it's so easy to make these title albums now.
Now, for your studio sessions, when you go in, do you already have your stuff written, or are you developing that JG kind of style?
No, that's why I said, I can't have it written. That's why I said, I go with the flow of the beat. I don't know what beat is going to be on or nothing, you know?
Okay.
I don't.
And you got to hit
it. Right, yeah. It's all a vibe.
It's all about the vibe. It's all about... Sometimes you just your creativity just hits you. It could be just, you know, looking at a TV commercial. Next thing you know, like, oh, I could write a whole song just off this 30-second commercial.
Yeah.
That creativity is something.
Yeah, it's the vibe. Like I said, everything is the vibe, man.
So who are some of the producers you got in-house right now that you want to shout out in terms of who you've been working with, past and present?
Provoke, Mike G, Provoke, L Fingers, S.E. Trill, who else?
Shout out to Trill.
That's about it though, really. Deuce Maker Slaps, that boy good.
I mean, obviously we're busy. So who else are you still looking on the radar to work with down the line? Anybody
I click with, man. I'm just working. Like I said, everything's a vibe. If I meet you and we personally get along and we decide on making music, that's what we do. You know, I might just like a lot of my, you know, all my features have always been with friends. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not really too pressed about that on that end.
Understood.
Now, with you being a veteran, man, what are some misconceptions that people have of the rap game, judging from your experience?
It takes a lot of hard work. Right here. Yeah. It's a lot of hard work. You know, people get on the TV and think everything is just easy.
Definitely. One thing about
my studio,
like you. Oh, go ahead.
No, I said my studio sessions don't look nothing like the ones you see on TV.
So what is it? In terms of it, is it like you said? It's usually a vibe, but is it usually a lot of jokes, or is everybody focused, or is it a lot of, you know?
No, it's music. It's music. Whatever I vibe to. It's music. It's not no party. I don't let a lot of people come over. I'm doing music. It's not. I don't let people hang out. It's not a lot of bunch of chicks. That's why I said it don't look like nothing people think about on TV. It might just be me and the engineer in there. And then whatever beat comes on, you know, kind of leads the direction of where we're going to go with it.
And that's called being a professional, man. You know, one thing about it, all of us, you especially, know how celebrity life is, being around the big ballers and flossers, you know, the major hitters. And there's a lot of accessories that come with a glamorous life. But at the end of the day, like you said, Yauda, it is work. And most importantly, when it's time, it's, you know, people look at Mayweather and they see him as this wild-ass, you know, hockey individual.
You know, but the Money Mayweather thing really with him is more of that persona. I would never say for Floyd that's who he is personally. But one thing about Floyd is when it's time to get in that ring and handle his business, you and him, Rose and so many others, it's the same thing. When it's time to work, y'all are locked in like a sniper on a target, and y'all ready to hit. You know what I'm saying? And that's how important it is in terms of when you see artists, like you said, artists have to understand it's about hard work. What do artists have to understand in terms of not being distracted more than anything? And when it's time to get in the studio and work, how important it is to make sure that you have a coherent focus, no distractions, and most importantly, a purpose and vision.
I mean, it's like, you know, I think people get it misconstrued. Like, it's like basketball player when they play basketball, when they're practicing, you know what I'm saying? I think people don't really look at rap. They think rapping is a whole bunch of fun. No, it's really a career like anything else. It's like a basketball player has to sit there, take shots, you work out every day, you know what I'm saying? You have to do something that has to do with music every single day. LeBron shoots free throws every day. So why wouldn't you have to go to the studio every day? You know what I'm saying? If there's a quarterback for the NFL, he throws the football every day. A pitcher throws the baseball every day, catches the baseball every day. So you need to be in the studio working on the craft every single day. You know, it's not a job, it's a career. And it's, as a career, it's a craft. And the craft always needs to be worked on and always can be improved.
Okay, when are we going to get the book of the Yadaism? Because we need it.
What'd you say?
When are we going to get? All right, so we need the book. We're going to have to get another book of this. We got to have you pen all this wisdom.
It'll come when I'm done with the movies, man. I'm going to need something to do after the movies.
All right.
Uncle Faye going to have to shoot the movie. Might have to get Spike Lee to do the doc, huh?
I don't know about Spike, man. I might want some young fresh blood up in there, man.
Hey, look, Ryan Coogler. Shit, Michael B. Jordan just did the last Creed, and it was really good. I mean, hey.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see it, yeah, but I'm definitely excited to.
We ain't going to spoil it for you, but it's really good. It really, really... It's really something that I think in terms of the Rocky universe and obviously with Creed now, because they're obviously intermingled, it really took a real movie about how things can change between people over the years. And, you know, I think once you see it, it's really going to resonate in terms of, you know, just how some people will look at you and then they want to be you. And it's like anything, how you have to be careful about, in general, it's a twofold lesson about who you let in your circle and then who's been around you, but then how you may move ahead from people from where they may get stuck in a certain place. So it's just a lot. Shout out to Michael B. Jordan, man. He did a great job, you know. Of course, and Jonathan Majors coming in, you know, with his character. I mean, they both did a tremendous job with it. One thing, Yada, that you said that I wanted to touch back on, because I'm not going to name the name of this artist who, all I'm going to say is he's from this area, and in the interview once, he said he doesn't go in the studio unless it's a paid feature or it's time to work on his album or some music.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
No, you're good. Yeah, but I was going to say, what you want to touch back on what you said about how, in terms of this being a craft, it's important to hone it. And I'm not going to mention this artist's name from out where I live, but he did an interview some years back where he was talking about how he's not in the studio unless he's on a paid feature or it's time for him to put out an album. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, yeah, that's why you haven't hit worth anything out here. Because... you know, but then, you know, he'll be, you know, but then some people say, well, they're hating on him. I'm like, really not, most people not hating on him. It's the fact he ain't put in the work to do it. And that's important.
A lot of people just can't take no form of criticism, man. It's just people live in a very sensitive bubble. And if you're going to survive in this game, man, you better take it all.
Yeah.
For those ethos you spoke, man, that's like what we do with the show. There's every day we're not working. We're always working every day. You know, we're off the air. You know, we're reaching out to people. We're always, you know, figuring out the next move about how to push Off the Cuff Radio forward. Definitely, for people like yourself, make it worth it that we're allowed to do what we do because of people like yourself who support us. And it's only right we support y'all, you know, but you inspire us in terms of your work ethic, man. So it all works both ways. So we're happy to continue doing what we do with it and push you.
That's
the
only people that are going to find you. That's my stuff. Give it here, bro. Sorry, man. Sorry about that.
No, you're good. You're good. You're good.
DoorDash, people don't know how to find their way around the place.
Hello.
Yeah, but looks like y'all locked in for a long night up in the studio and everything, man.
Oh, yeah, it might be Ramadan, too. Actually, it's Ramadan. You know, I'm about to break fast.
You said what now?
There's Ramadan. I'm about to break fast.
Oh, okay. But look, you know that you know you're welcome back on the show anytime you got an open door, obviously. Look, you keep us posted, whatever you got coming. We want the book signed by you once you get to it and write it, because we're going to do it.
It's all good.
Yeah, man. So like I said, look.
And to the Oscar party.
Yes. Definitely, look, we want to be at that party. Look,
we want to go to the one we want to go to the one they wear Will Smith back in.
That's funny. All right, man. Well,
we appreciate you joining us, man.
All right, well, shoot, I'm gonna keep y'all locked in, man. Stay tapped in with me, bro. I'm gonna do
thing. All right, bro.
Appreciate
you so much, man. Be blessed. One.
All right.
No problem. King, brother man, take us out of here.